This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9.08 and it's time to get somebody into our awesome, marvelous, brilliant secret show party. We're doing a live secret show at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. This is our third year going back there because it's awesome. And everybody who wins these tickets today, by the way, you have to be over 21, is in the running for today's grand prize. So you'll get to go to the show, you get the tickets, but one of the four people who gets these tickets today is going to get a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You'll get pampered there, man. It's so awesome. So we'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697, and you'll win your way to the ultimate wine country destination, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. The 28th, 2 weeks from today, is when we're doing our live secret show. We haven't done one for a while, so we are raring to go. And the next morning, we're doing a live broadcast. So this morning show will be performed live in a big tent that they set up. It's awesome. And that's open to the public. So anybody who wants to come to that certainly can.
I seem to remember some food being laid out, too.
Oh, yeah. They do a big breakfast and everything.
Yep.
And we would love if some people showed up for that.
Yes, please.
So it'd be great. If you're in the area or you want to make a trek, we'd love to see you. And nothing's stopping you from booking a room either at this place. Listen, I'm just saying.
Stay. You
know, come and stay. And
she's just saying stay.
I'm just saying. Call now, 800-400-3697. Hooman is busily counting.
That number also can be used to text us. We love to hear from you guys. It's one of the cool things about techmology is we, you know, you can get yourself heard. We get your opinion.
Sure. And we don't get to all of them, but we certainly read them all.
We can share them back here at the end of the show. 510 says, Hooman and Rachel reminds me of the scene from the movie Swingers, where Mike loses it on Nikki's answering machine, and they had just met that night.
What?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Anybody?
That.
Anybody
nope.
Got that?
No, I don't remember that.
Say that thing. What movie is that from again?
Swingers. The movie Swingers. It's the movie Vince Vaughn broke through with. But I don't remember it. It's 20-something years old.
Can you see if you can find that scene? Or are you in the middle of something?
I can look.
Well, he must. I don't remember it. All right. Well, anyway, I had a Hooman sighting yesterday. I got a nod and a pinky up. And a pinky up. Made my day.
What is this greeting, the nod and pinky up, Hooman? Oh, he's doing something. Hooman, we have a contest going on right now. He's busy. He's in the middle of 50 things over there.
All right.
The pinky up is not going to be answered today.
He's working on his movie.
Oh, well, it takes a lot of work, you know. For
is that right?
I think so.
That does need to be written out, word
absolutely.
For word.
Absolutely.
Wooden cross and sex swings, LOL. I couldn't help but laugh. Then my 9-year-old daughter said, who's in the car with me, chimed in with, what's that?
Sex swing? I love swings.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
415 says, the anti-smoke Nazis are ruining the world for rational people.
Well,
they use the targeting of kids as their BS tool.
The lobby is strong.
Well, it is smoke. I mean, I was a smoker. I still fantasize about smoking. I have dreams about smoking. Mm. But it is smoke. I mean, I can see why people around you are saying, dude, I don't want to breathe your smoke.
Sure.
If you don't mind, keep all that smoke in your own lungs. And since you can't do that, I can see why people, you know, get upset.
Right.
Hooman, says 510, as a fellow man, I admire your self-control. If I were in your position, I would just be sleeping with all the women.
Yeah, they do throw themselves at you. Even mild celebrity like we have is, you know, fully layable. You can cash that in anytime you want. Look, use that. She's got a line outside her window. Although it's probably not really
that has
for the
nothing
same
to do with the radio
the
show.
Rest of us, you know.
That line would still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, she says yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was there before. It'll be there after.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm getting old now.
You're holding
those
it together.
Half those guys are probably dying off.
I always look at you just to see, like, oh, are we holding it? We are.
Right. We still got it. Oh, whatever somewhat, that is.
Whatever that is. Although I got to say, I was looking at my eyeballs in the mirror this morning.
Your eyeballs?
You know, this should be just like, you know, what's around them, like how puffy and gross the skin is. I'm like, God, if my 30-year-old self, I felt so old when I was 30. If my 30-year-old self looked in the mirror right now, I'd probably just die. I'd probably just fall down dead. Like, oh,
what,
man.
What have you done?
You want me to leave the house like this?
Right? How can I leave the house like this? I guess when it happens gradually over time, people get used to it.
Do you look at the mirror at home or in this bathroom?
Oh, that one.
Don't
I
ever look
I don't
in that.
Even
I don't
look
even look
in that
bathroom.
Mirror. It's the lighting in there is so awful that you just look like a hag.
I just put my head down
I
and wash
my hands and do not look in the mirror. I can't take it.
I know.
I just don't have the... I don't have the heart for it. I go, what do you, just try to torture yourself? What happened?
I don't know.
Somebody ding?
That's me.
Oh, let's hear it.
Work thing.
Yeah, what is it?
Someone's running late. Bart delays.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah.
All right. 925. Yep, when I quit smoking, I also had to quit coffee because every time I drank it, I wanted a cig.
Mm.
Yeah, I quit drinking 2 years before I could quit smoking.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Can't do it all at once.
Well, and you can't hope to. Drinking is the thing that keeps people smoking, for sure. That's the one. Not the coffee. I mean, coffees, yes, those two go together very nicely. But it's when you've had some drinks that you go, oh, bleep it.
I'm having a cigarette.
I'm here. Cigarettes are here.
We're a match made in heaven. Let's go outside and hash this out.
I mean, that always undid you, right?
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
I would wind up buying a pack of smokes when I was drunk, and then I'd find them a couple days later, like in the pocket of whatever jacket. Be like, oh, well, I don't smoke, but I could have one of these.
Ugh. 408 says, I don't think people really like drinking champagne. They're just good for spraying.
Oh, some people do.
That makes more sense to
never loved it.
Jane just texted.
Yeah.
OMG, I thought I was the only one who can't look in that mirror. It's the worst mirror in history of the world.
Horrible.
It is. It's horrible.
And when you do catch sight of yourself in it, you have to talk yourself down. You have to go, you don't look like that. It's not that bad. When you get out, it's like, it's bad, but it's not that bad. Oh, God, that mirror. It's the lighting is like overhead and like almost directly above your head. And then the walls are like this ugly
gray,
color.
Like you're in prison.
It's freaking horrible.
415 says, I saw Jane at Bottle Rock and thanked her profusely for bringing Ed Sheeran to Now and Zen all those years ago and into our lives.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jane. She's our music director, too, not just our afternoon chick. Mm-hmm. She runs this place.
Yeah. You guys, I just quit Sunday. Knock it off or I'm heading straight to 7-Eleven.
No, don't. We're telling you all the reasons not to. It's horrible. You did the right thing. Be strong. You can do it. You can do it. You can be the success story.
Yeah, you can. You can quit.
You can.
I was able to.
You just stopped putting those things in your mouth.
I had to do a bunch of drastic things, but I was able to quit.
It's all right.
And I swear, I smoked two packs in one day that last day. It was lighting one off another.
Weren't you barfing?
People around
too?
Me were like, what Ooh. Are you doing? And I was like, I'm saying goodbye to my best friend.
Disgusting.
You're frenemy.
I had an appearance. I want to say funny. It was at
Couldn't
some...
even spend the day home alone.
No,
enjoying.
I had to do an appearance, and that's one of the funny things is people were coming up. I was like, I am not taking a break from this. I'm sorry. Nice to meet you. I had to.
Yeah.
It was my last day.
I would have, as the addict in me, would have used the fact that I didn't get to enjoy those cigarettes and that I had to, you know, go to work to do it to say, oh, one more day.
I think I was at the hippie festival.
Oh.
Known as the Oregon Country Fair.
Oh, that's what they call it up there?
It's the
but
country
it's really
fair.
Like a hippie
it's
festival?
It's a hippie festival. But I think I had to make a 2-hour thing there and was just and Icky, the kid that worked with me, was like, what are you doing? I'm lighting one off. What?
Ugh. I'm not
what?
Wasting matches.
That gives me a stomachache just hearing about it. Mm.
This is my last day, dude. I got to enjoy every second of it.
And you did quit. That was that.
I did. Yep. The only other time I've touched a cigarette was when I, for that acting role I had.
Yeah.
With Pat.
Which felt really more like kind of an excuse to
get some cigarettes. I actually think it was a mistake that Pat didn't include more cigarettes in a film during the 70s. Mm. It's the 70s. Everyone smoked. Every third person smoked.
That's why Vinny took the role. He got there and he's like, okay, where's my cigarettes?
Well, yeah.
It's fishy.
Get out of here. Vinny, how do you cook your oatmeal? Steel cut oats take a long time, according to the internet. I buy the quick cooking oats at Costco in a giant bag. It's Bob's Red Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep, something like that.
And it's steel cut quick cooking.
Yeah.
It takes 10 minutes. I put it on, I boil the water, I put it on, put them in, and I run up and shower and come down in the time it's cooking.
Oh. Nice.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
it's my move.
You can get gluten-free ones of those, too, which is surprising.
I don't.
I'm just saying it.
Right.
If that's your thing. I didn't realize you could have gluten-free oatmeal. I felt like oatmeal's made of gluten, but apparently it can be removed.
But I make that every morning. It's a good way to start the day. And that's not, well, I guess that is a plug, but they don't send me anything.
Right.
A lot of people wrote in about the champagne that people were drinking. It was Moet.
In the Magnum size. $1,200 a bottle.
Whatever.
Yep.
They're big money.
Yeah, they are.
What's a hot single mom got to do to get into Sonoma? I'll even be bringing my hotter single mom.
Oh, well, you got to win tickets.
You'll want to talk to me. My ex is, wait, my... was a firefighter. He wanted to be swingers.
Oh.
And I'm from Utah. I can answer all your questions.
Oh,
OFOC,
my goodness.
I hope you get laid. Oh, wait, I hope I get laid, she says.
Oh.
Oh, man. Hey.
Maybe we need to explore this one. Save that one for Yuzi.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, look at this. 415 says, hey guys, I've smoked for 15 years. I was ready to quit and I read the book, Easy Way to Quit. And it's been 6 months and no regrets, no wanting, no craving. Love you guys.
No craving?
They're saying Easy Way to Quit. Huh.
What do you have to...
I don't know.
Even taping the book over your mouth wouldn't stop the cravings. How do you stop crave?
No idea.
I've been... What have I quit 10 years? I quit in 06, over 10 years ago. I still have cravings.
Yeah.
Ryanair woman is a mom of three and is trying to say she was only giving him a lap dance. Those poor kids, says 415. That's the lady that did it with the guy on the plane.
Apparently, so it turns out they were strangers.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And he's got a pregnant wife and she's got three kids. And they just, like, it's unbelievable that they... found each other and were both willing to just do it right there. Like, that's actually...
Well, you expect women to say no.
Right.
You really
do. You expect someone in that situation to be like, can we not do it with these people? All these people are looking at us and they all have their phones out ready for us to disrobe.
But
let's
some
go
dudes
ahead and get
have
naked.
That kind of game where whatever it is they're spitting, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Special mojo.
I work in for the city of Oakland, and I look forward to the parade right outside of my building. Yeah, lucky you. It's going to be fun.
I wonder if they had a nightmare commute in, you know? Anybody who works in that area must be like,
someone had texted yesterday that they work right by there, and they were told to not come to work.
Oh.
But that's just one person
right,
that
one
said
place.
That.
602, we did the story about Uber. There's a couple going around. The CEO has taken a... grief break as his mom died recently, but also that they had to, one of the people on the board had to resign for making comments right there in the meeting about the culture they have, the negative culture that they're... Anyway, 602 says, Uber is not old school. It's a frat house.
Oh, great.
Well, the guy who just resigned was 70-something years old. And made comments to Arianna Huffington right there.
If there was more than one woman, there'd be more talking.
Ugh.
He thought it was going to be hilarious.
And she went, this is why we're here. What you just did.
You're a perfect example.
Is that her?
She has a great accent. This is why we're here, then.
She's Hungarian?
She is. She's like something like this, that she says, so now you have just demonstrated exactly what the problem is.
Oh.
You sound exactly like...
Who?
Two broke girls. And you said her name, Jennifer...
Coolidge.
She has that going on.
Yes. Oh. Yes, it's exactly
Told me
what
some
she
Ariana
like.
Huffington. I haven't heard her recently, but she does has something like this going on. I don't know where she's from, but she's Ariana Huffington. Oh. Yeah. Dude, I can kind of do her.
She was born in
the
Greece.
Huffington Post. Also, she's Greek. Funny. Got a little Ariana in me.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Thanks, you see. I'll have to farm that.
Excited to hear these attempts to sing Despacito on the podcast without music. LOL.
Oh my God, I forgot
all
of it.
It's not going to be up here, don't worry.
Oh good, phew. It's great news. I always wonder because, like, a lot of times I'm, like, singing along with all the songs, like, kind of softly, and just, I always wonder if you run those during the podcast because...
It depends.
That is, I think, the biggest question I get, as some people are aware there's a change of right. management, or not management, ownership here.
Yes.
Will that change?
We certainly hope so. We really don't know the future. We wish, believe me, we sit in the office and try to wonder what the future is going to be pretty much every day. What if this happens? Wonder what will happen if that happens.
We're only in charge of our little show, and we just keep doing what we do.
Well, and in charge is not, you know, technically.
Oh, is this about the UPS shooting?
Yes.
Okay, can you give us more info on this? Because I know that you've got the most of it.
Barely getting some news in from KCBS. There's a reporter just arrived on scene. There was a shooting this morning about 20, 25 minutes ago. UPS building.
San Bruno Hill area?
Exactly. They're reporting that there are people being transported to General Hospital.
Oh.
Multiple people.
Just
That's what
people.
It sounds like.
It was hard to ask any questions because they're really busy over there right now. The northbound exit, you know where the split is? Northbound 280 and 101 Mariposa exit is closed.
Okay.
So it's an ongoing situation right now, and they're calling it active.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So
that'll get updated.
The latest from that. Should we stop?
We can.
Let's take
a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hump day. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We appreciate the time that you spent here with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks. And stay tuned. Jane's coming up this afternoon. She's awesome.
She is
coming up, right?
I believe that she is.
Okay, good.
And the midday girl whose name will set off the device at your house will be in. She's right around the corner.
Right.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you
Sarah tomorrow. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.